It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Hello, it's Monday, August 22nd. You are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 19. Check out www.dreamstation.cc, that is our website, where you can get news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, please send us an email, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. And we have two folks with us today. We have Keith.
Hello.
And we have Bob.
Hi.
Today, we are going to talk about our housekeeping section, what's new at DreamStation, the Halo 2 match results, video games helping with Shell Shock, stupid gamers in the news, my Xbox 360 rant, the Xbox 360 damage control, the Game Boy Micro debut pricing, Mark Echo versus New York City, video game deaths, the Advent Rising contest, Factor Crap, our forum question, and our mailbag.
Mailbag.
Next topic.
Okay, in housekeeping this week, first things first, I'm going to try something a little bit different. If you guys hear a beeper going off in the background, what I'm going to try and do is sort of kind of time the topics so that it doesn't take me 4 hours to edit the show. If the show is a horrible flop, then we'll go back to the other way. If it works out all right, then it'll save me a bunch of time. If you guys hear the beeper going off, kind of ignore it. Keith was laughing at me because I said I'm trying not to squelch creativity.
Like, dude, all we do is mock things.
Bitterness.
What mocking exactly are we being creative with here?
The Podcast Alley thing, if you want to vote for us, podcastalley.com. We were up to like number 15 or 14 or something in the technology podcast, so that was cool. Thank you. Mitchell A. has kind of done a ham sandwich theme song. He has not yet sent it to me, but it will probably be on the show next week. So thank you very much, Mitchell. I want to point your attention again to the contest on our website for Coded Arms. You get the Game Informer subscription. You get some t-shirts, etc. PSP updates, version 2 firmware is still not out. I checked it just before the show. Don't know where the heck it is. Nobody's sure. Who knows? And lastly, I wanted just to mention that Nintendogs comes out this week to rave reviews. Basically, everyone says this is the greatest game in the world. It's worth buying a DS for. It's a dog simulator where you pet your dog.
That sounds awesome. Can you level your dog? Can you, like, beat up other dogs or, like, troll dogs?
Like Pokemon?
Against other dogs. Yeah! It could be, like...
Basset Hound,
like,
I choose you!
Dog fighting. You could, like, challenge other people's dogs.
You'll have a rash of dog kidnappings where people will just run down the street, capture the dog, and try and stuff it into the DS cartridge slot.
Next topic.
This week, new at DreamStation.cc, we have a review of the Logitech Play Link, an Xbox review of NCAA Football 2006, a Game Boy Advance review of Herbie Fully Loaded,
Sweet.
Yes, sweet steaming pile of crap. N-Gage review of Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, Xbox review of Conquer Live and Reloaded, and a PSP Daytel battery charger review.
Next topic.
Our Halo 2 match. We got stomped in Halo 2 this past Saturday by the guys over at Gamertag Radio.
I'm shocked.
There is video and screenshot links in our forums under the general forums. I would like to say
watch
thank you.
Watch how bad they suck.
We sucked bad.
We were rolled up, smoked, tossed to the side. I was Missouri's Nano hit me from the backside every time I turned around.
It was so bad that when we actually did get a kill, we lost the first match. It was a team deathmatch. We lost 50-13. Halfway into the game, we finally killed one of them, and we just cheered and hoot-nannied. You could have sworn somebody won the lottery. And I did post on their forums that we bow down to their might, and they're great and wonderful. You know, in our feeble defense, I'm not trying to explain the situation away, but when we did play Capture the Flag, Keith and I were in their base for a good 3 minutes trying to pick up our flag and bring it back to the base, because unlike every other Capture the Flag game, you don't actually touch the flag and put it back to your base since it's retarded Halo. It just sits there, and then a timer goes off. So Keith and I are yelling over the headset, how do we pick up the flag? And nobody else knew on our team. They didn't know. None of us have ever played this before. So again, thank you, Godfrey Nano, Cyber Athlete, Masairi,
and Suds, for being our fourth player in a pinch.
I was going to suggest a rematch in something that we could play like UT 2004 or Battlefield 2, but they own Macs, so that's punishment enough, I think. Maybe if we wait about 3 years, UT 2004 will be out around 2009, and we can have our rematch. Thank you for pwning us, Gamertag Radio, and thank you for Suds for helping us out with our fourth player.
Next topic.
Video games help with shell shock. United States Office of Naval Research partners up with the Institute of Creative Technologies to make a fully immersive simulation virtual reality area of the Iraq War to help heal mental scars. I don't know how that works, but...
Well, actually, it's just fine-tune them into killing machines because, you know, video games breed all that violence.
This is actually for when they're coming back. Full Spectrum Warrior was a game which was designed for military training. It was released for the Xbox and then the PC. The code roots in Full Spectrum Warrior are used in this VR headset thing. It's fully immersive, headsets, earphones, and everything else. One of these guys said, we spent a lot of money on training people and conducting war. This was the guy from the creative technologies area. We have to put what's needed into helping these people when they come back. I'm not going to read what they were saying, but some of the quotes in this thing about snipers who watched through their little sniper scope in fully gory detail of people being ripped in half, and they said that they put the headset on and they began to freak out because it was like too real. I'm not sure this is the greatest way to help with the mental scars, but with a gamer twist, it would make a pretty cool game if you could get, not saying that you want to watch people getting blown up in gory detail, but if you had, like, the VR headset.
Of course you are. What are you talking about?
Now, remember how cheesy virtual reality used to be when you had the big stupid head thing and everything was those two shades of different colors? You turn your head and you put your hand up and it just looks like a box. Remember how VR was supposed to be the next big thing and it never quite panned out very well? Apparently, it's decent enough so that it can immerse some of these soldiers where it actually looks like the real thing. We spend all this technology and we pump the military up and we have side effects so we get better, more realistic video games. Full Spectrum Warrior wasn't a bad game. Keith hated it, but I liked it.
I don't like anything where I have to, especially if you're talking about a first-person shooter, I have a hard time, enough time just playing with me. Because you want me to control a whole unit? Yeah, screw that. Just give me one person. If I could, I'd just turn around and shoot everybody else and just run around myself. Unless there are other players and they're in my squad. That's the only way I want to deal with them.
For more information on being in a squad with Keith, you can go to the U.S. Army website, and maybe you two will be lucky enough to be in the same group. When you get off the boat, get away from them.
Next topic.
Stupid gamers in the news.
Yay!
This is pretty good. World of Warcraft. A guy named Brian posted in the World of Warcraft forums. He was trying to, you know, organize his alliance raid. He was posting at a time that would be past his bedtime. Well, turns out Mom, Phaedra, also plays Warcraft. She's level 59. He's level 57. She was reading the same forums, trying to organize the same raid, saw that her kid posted after his bedtime, and grounded him right there on the World of Warcraft forums for all to see.
Owned. That gives a whole new definition to owned. Pretty cool that you can play video games with your mom, go on raids and whatnot, but yeah, it's kind of funny that that's the way she chose to publicly humiliate him. This kid, how laughing stock to all those who know him.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing worse than that is if she player killed him and then took a crap in his body. That's about all you could do.
Mom!
Somebody said, basically, hey, Brian, don't take that. She's only two levels higher than you. So that's our stupid gamer in the news.
Next topic.
My Xbox 360 rant. Microsoft released the pricing and the fact that there are two different units that the Xbox 360 is going to launch with. I spoke with CNC and Z36 from our forums. He called me and I talked to him for about an hour and a half because I was angry and frustrated with the situation. The facts. Xbox is going to be released in two flavors. For $299, you get the console, a wired controller, and a standard audio-video cable. Standard meaning not high def. For $399.99, you get the console, you get a 20-gigabyte hard drive, a wireless controller, a component high-definition audio-video cable, a wireless 360 headset, and for a limited time, a universal media remote. Why am I mad? Well, a bunch of reasons. First of all, they've been pimping the 360 as the next era of gaming. Everything's wireless. Everything is in the marketplace. Xbox Live is the way to be. You can download all this content. There's backwards compatibility. None of that stuff is available with the core $299 system. Little Timmy wants something for Christmas. Mom goes in. They say, oh, do I want the $400 or the $300 Xbox? Well, I'm a parent and I don't know any better. He wants an Xbox. I get him the $300 Xbox. It doesn't come with any way to save your games. It doesn't come with any way to download content from Xbox Live. And you also can't use backwards compatibility. Now, the whole thing with this is gamers who are kind of on a budget where they want to actually use their old games and play them, backwards compatibility mode, can't do that unless you get the hard drive. Well, fine, you say. Just buy the hard drive. It's a 20-gigabyte hard drive. It's going to cost you $100.
Whoa, it's a load of crap.
It's a very big load of crap. I looked on PriceWatch the other day. For $100, you can get like 150 or a 200-gigabyte PC hard drive. The explanation Jay Allard will get to that in our next topic. The hard drive drive is a 2.5-inch user serviceable drive. It is detachable, and it is more expensive than a regular PC, quote, crack-the-box drive. It's one of the reasons we push to create a compelling premium bundle. The user-removable hard drive is a direct response to the hardcore gamers' audience to make it easier to take game saves, maps, soundtracks, etc., easily to their friend's house or LAN party. You don't have to get the hard drive. You can save regular stuff. You may not be able to get very big content, but you can buy a memory card. It's a 64-megabyte memory card, and it's $30 or $40. So doing the math, you're going to spend $100 for the hard drive, which you're going to need if you're going to be playing on Xbox Live, if you're planning on downloading any content at all, or if you want backwards-compatible games. So you might as well spend the $400, because you're going to be paying the extra $100 anyway for just the hard drive, and you get a bunch of crap thrown in. The remote, the headset, the HD cables, the wireless controller. Talking about controllers, wired controllers are $40. Wireless controllers are $50. In addition to that, if you want to use, it's called a plug-and-play cord. It's got a rechargeable battery pack, and it comes with a plug-and-play cord. That's an extra $20. So I did a little math. You're going to spend $400 for the unit. You're going to spend $150 on three extra controllers in addition to the one that comes with it. You're going to spend $80 on four plug-and-play packs that come with the recharging cord, where if your battery's running out of juice, you can plug it in and continue to play. And it also has a battery pack in there. You're going to pay $60 for your one minimum game. So you're looking at almost $750 to play Xbox with your four friends on the launch day.
Oh, yeah, consoles. They're affordable. Much better than PCs.
Yeah, computers are expensive.
Computers are cheap compared to that.
And easily affordable. So, with $100, that you can get a hard drive that's five times the size of the one you get with the Xbox.
When Xbox launches, I'm sorry you're not allowed to come and play it at my house. It would actually be cheaper for all of us if you just bought your own friggin' system. Sorry that you have actual physical friends that are within traveling distance of you, because you're going to be paying a whole lot of money. It makes me more mad than the price that there's two different units. By releasing two different units, we've kind of talked about this last week, you've now segregated the market into those haves and the have-nots. The people that don't have the hard drive still need to be able to play all the games. They still need to be able to do most of what the Xbox is going to have to do.
Microsoft's all like, oh, you don't want this? Oh, back of the bus, people. This is the system you get.
Yeah, they need to say, well, we said it was going to be $300. Well, it is. It's $300 for crippleness.
$300 and I'll break both your knees.
Basically, the shame of it is because I want to buy an Xbox. I feel like just like a battered wife. I get my butt kicked daily and I just keep lining up for more. I'm fuming about this and I'm still mad. But like I said, I would rather you not release the $300 version, just release the $400 unit and allow us to have full HD capability, allow us to have a hard drive in it just like the Xbox has today. All is well. Everybody's happy. So are either of you buying at launch the Xbox 360?
No. I mean, for that much money, the $300 one is not worth it. And the other one is just not worth it. It's too expensive. For $700, you can get a pretty good computer. And on a computer, you can do a whole hell of a lot more than you can on a console. Besides play Halo 2, which is crap anyway if you have a computer. So what exactly is the point of spending that much money on a console?
The hardcore gamers are the gamers that are going to spend $400 at launch day. Casual gamers aren't going to spend $300 on the day of the launch. And in addition, if they accidentally do it, you're going to get a crippled system that's going to be of no use to you at all. So the future of gaming
is
here.
I could see parents trying to pick up Christmas presents and whatnot.
Very disappointed kids.
Wow, this game's fun. Wait, I can't save. Damn.
It's going to sound like you're a spoiled, rotten, snot-nosed punk, but tell your parents, Mom, don't bother spending the $300 if you're not going to spend the $400. I know your heart's in the right place, but let's pony up the dough here. And then when you get smacked in the face and grounded, don't blame me.
Blame Phil.
It's Phil's fault. Tell him Phil sent you.
Next topic.
Microsoft damage control of releasing the Xbox 360 specifications and prices. Almost every forum that has an Xbox category has posted on the internet. 99% of the people are very unhappy. More than the price, same as I am, more than the price, it's the fact that you've now segregated the marketplace into two different ones, and basically you're lying to us. Major Nelson, who we are going to have an interview with in the upcoming weeks, he does his podcast. For those that don't know, I think I've already said this, he is the Xbox Live Community Director. Basically, he's in charge of getting with the community and pumping any feedback back up to the powers that be. They had the podcast where they announced all the specs, then they released the pricing of this. Not a soul in the room clapped. Find that funny, because they always clap, even out of just so it's not disrespectful. Nobody clapped. Little uncomfortable silence. After that podcast was released, they had a kind of damage control podcast that was about 10 minutes long, where they were basically saying they were downplaying everything. They were doing tap dancing. They downplayed all the issues. That went over just as much of a bomb as the initial announcement. They had an official chat session where Jay Allard, he's kind of the VP of the Xbox or whatever, he answered questions questions, just open community questions, provided that they were pre-approved by Major Nelson. And again, it was a PR tap dance that didn't do jack squat but make gamers angry. I'm going to go over a couple of the questions and the answers. Why even offer the core package? It seems pretty useless. Hey, great question. The thing to remember is that while we designed a no-compromising game system, a huge percentage of our customers are not like the folks in this chat room. Recognize that more than 75% of the people on Xbox have never played Halo, which I find honestly kind of hard to believe. By introducing the core system...
we designed a no-compromise system, so the first thing we did was make some compromises. You guys rock. Yeah, thanks.
By introducing the core system, we are sending a signal to the market that we are committed to this part of the market, just like we are with
some
the premium bundle that we are committed
to
you.
Suck.
So hardcore gamers, you're the ones in here. The casual gamer isn't in the chat session, but just so you know, we're just as committed to them as we are to you. If you're going to lie, lie and tell me I'm the greatest person in the world. Don't lie and tell me that the guy down the street is the greatest person in the world.
What if I'm the guy down the street?
Then you suck. Get in the back of the bus. Why not package the 360 with only the hard drive and a wireless controller for $350? That way you only have one SKU. Well, that's a good question. By the way, all of these answers start with, well, that's a good question. One of the many combinations that we did look at. With our research with hardcore gamers, retailers, and the broader market, we felt like these two configurations were the right starting point. This is great news that we have designed the system in a modular way where we can easily adjust the configurations over time, meaning buy it now and then kick yourself in the butt later when we reduce something that's much better at a much lower cost in 6 months. You consulted with hardcore gamers, they would crap in their hand and wipe it on your forehead because this is bull. No other system has launched with two different units.
Don't hold back, Chris.
The hard drive... The hard drive came out for the PlayStation, and two games supported it, and that thing was a hideous dying failure. Remember Rob the Robot for Nintendo? A whole one game came out for it? Yeah, that's festering in the pile of a dung heap somewhere as well. This is just retarded. I'm so mad.
$2 of Pepsi! This is... And I'm not going to take it.
But that's the problem. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it and like it. Yes, sir, can I have another? Because I'm an idiot fool. It was funny. Somebody had mentioned that, you know, basically with the core system, you don't get any of the high-def stuff. And Peter Moore, who was responsible for the Dreamcast failure, I might add, said that Halo 2 is arguably high-def as it is. Now, it's not high-def.
Wait, I was about to say, how is it arguably high-def?
Yes, it's arguably high-def. Cleveland, Ohio is arguably closer to Japan than Cincinnati, Ohio is. But they're both really far away, so it doesn't really matter. An argument can be made that with a damp sponge, you could be just as wet as if you were plunged into the ocean with a rock tied around your neck. Will developers utilize the hard drive when one is detected, or will games be made without using it at all? And will the hard drive speed up load time? I have to admit, some of these are good questions. Speeding up load times is one of the many things a hard drive can be used for, but it really is up to the imagination of the developer. Red. We have been talking with game developers now for a while to make sure games will load efficiently without a hard drive present. In terms of load times, as a gamer, I am super sensitive to how frustrating load times can be, which is one of the reasons we put a dual-layer 12x DVD in the system to make sure gamers get great performance with or without a hard drive.
So what exactly is the point of the hard drive, then?
It's
just as good without the hard drive, why am I spending $100 for the hard drive?
So Velocity Girl can make levels for Tony Hawk 4 for you.
I would like to hear a response for that one. If you don't need the hard drive and everything's going to load just fine without it, why is it, I'm paying $100 for a slightly better thing?
Well, you're going to get backwards compatibility. You're going to get the ability to store large media files because, God knows, we don't want our video game system to play games. We want it to take a dump for us, get us beer at the commercial break, pump through music throughout, you know, the entire area, watch videos and everything else aside from gaming.
You don't need games! Just watch movies and download firmware updates. Wait, we're not doing the firmware updates anymore. Just keep buying movies.
What you need is a really cheap laptop. What you need. Yeah. It's a very tiny monitor.
I should throw in here, I forgot to mention this earlier, that the chat, the open chat, was plagued with lag. Major Nelson actually got booted out of the chat room. It took him an hour that they slotted, and they answered roughly 24 questions. So.
Oh, this is just rich on so many levels.
Can a USB memory be used by the Xbox 360? I am asking because the 360 does have USB ports. At present time, our design for the Xbox 360 uses the ports in a read-only capacity for playing music and viewing photos. If there are other applications that you guys think...
make a hack for that.
If there are other applications that you guys think you're interested in, then give us some feedback.
Pretty much just asking the question, wasn't that feedback?
I really think that you should use memory cards for the Xbox 360. Well, if you have any feedback, just go ahead and give it to us. I think that we should really use USB memory cards for the Xbox 360. Will the Core system come with a memory card? If not, how can you save games? No, it does not come with a memory unit. Gamers will need to buy a memory unit or a hard drive to save games, which is consistent with the games industry for the last decade, except for the Xbox that just came out and you were earth-shatteringly including a hard drive in it. So all of a sudden now it's consistent with the last decade. But in being cutting edge and trying to raise the bar, now all of a sudden you're content to just, let's just do what the last decade of game industry has proven is the way to do things. So here's another, he continued answering this question. I think it's very important to emphasize, especially for the folks in this chat room, we did not design the Core system around you guys. Go pound salt. Similar to the Shuffle, the Boxster, the 4x3 television, the 1 megapixel camera, etc., we designed the Core system as a way to get folks to come into the family at a cheaper price and decide if and how they scale the system up. The great thing about our approach is, unlike these examples, the Core owner can upgrade the system and match the capabilities of the premium system when the time is right. In the process, you've spent a lot more money than you need to, because if you just go ahead and spend the extra $100 up front, you get like 10 extra things.
So they made the Core system for the poor people, but then they wanted to take cost the poor people more money to get what everyone else has.
Right. I mean, again, it's a game system. Let me friggin' play games. Stop adding all this extra HD garbage. If you're going to play in high definition, give me the freaking cord. If you want to be wireless, then give me wireless controllers that don't cost 80 times more than a regular controller. In closing on this, there's another viral marketing thing. So in chaos and damage control time, some pinhead at Microsoft thought it would be a good idea to go to www.origenxbox360.com, and you get to look at the pretty picture of a tree and a little green rabbit with some sort of 35-day counter going on in the background. Stop doing stupid crap like this and fix the problem.
Bees.
God. Yeah, so I can crawl around on your Flash website for days to try and get some stupid piece of information.
Dude, I always laugh when you get mad, because you get so mad.
I know. I'm just trying to stay calm.
Not doing a good job.
You know, the problem is we were saying how Ken Kuriagi got a big head and this, that, and the other. Microsoft's got the same thing. Microsoft is like, well, we got America. Let's just do whatever the hell we want. We know they'll buy it. Bill Gates has already proven that with Microsoft and Windows and all that, so.
Sorry, I have no response to that. I'm brooding.
That's okay. You brood.
All right, does anyone have anything else to say about the Xbox? I think I've kind of stolen the spotlight on that. I apologize, and I'm still pissed, and will continue to be pissed for a long time to come.
Next topic.
Who's going to save us from the evil Microsoft depression? Nintendo, of course.
Sony?
Oh, wait! The Game Boy Micro is debuting at $100 when it releases on September 19th.
Phantom Console! Go Team Phantom Console!
Infinium Labs. Kevin Backus, where are you in our time of need? The Nintendo DS price was dropped. Starting August 21st, which was yesterday, the Nintendo DS will be only $130. You get a crappy 2-inch Game Boy Micro screen that plays Game Boy Advance games, or you can get a $130 Nintendo DS that plays Nintendo Advance games and Nintendo DS games.
The no-brainer,
people buy it. And by people, I mean the Japanese.
And Nintendo fanatics. Well, the DS isn't exactly big.
No. It's not micro.
Hmm? That's right, the tiny hands.
George Harrison, the Nintendo of America Senior Vice President of Marketing and Corporate Communications. Can we fit any more jibber-jabber in his title? The Game Boy goes anywhere. And now it fits anywhere. The incredible small size of the Game Boy Micro belies the powerful technology shrunk into a hip new casing with an intensely bright screen. And at under $100, it's a must-have.
Wow, dude.
Stupid. Game Boy Micro, $100.
Still don't even understand the point of the Game Boy Micro. Because, like I said, the DS fit in most people's pockets. Unless you're really fat and your pants are tight. But, I mean, it should fit in your pocket.
The real reason is on the unedited version of this podcast, which will probably be available.
I couldn't use this thing. 2.5 inches. It's an intensely bright screen. This is a must-have. It's got a hip new casing. An interchangeable faceplate.
Here's what I want them to do. It comes
actually, that'd
in a
be kind
syringe.
Of cool.
Can you inject it in your...
Well, I mean, they're like, wow, this thing's really small. Oh, wait, I can't carry many games because the games are taking up too much space.
We have big, giant, fat hands. I tried playing the Nintendo DS. It's hard. It's tiny. It
Dude, that was my problem
right.
with the first Game Boy, was that my hand would cramp because it was just too small.
Next topic.
Mark Echo versus the New York City.
Polo. Sorry. That's what that sounded like to me.
He was going to have a block party for his new graffiti game called something that's irrelevant because it's going to suck.
But it got vandalized?
New York City. called, like, Getting Up, Contents Under Pressure. That's also, amazingly enough, the next Jenna Jameson movie title, so there might be a kind of a tie-in there, I'm not sure. New York City revoked the permit. New York City says, graffiti is bad, and it destroys our beautiful city. Can't not like graffiti.
Is that your impersonation of Hillary Clinton?
Yes, that's exactly right. Hillary not like graffiti.
That was pretty good, then. I'm impressed. That's even better than your Bill Cosby.
I don't really care for graffiti, either. I sure do like pudding pops.
That's bad.
Your best one is probably the first time you did it, and now it just...
Wasp-Man not like graffiti either.
I gotta see him. We're gonna have this nice black party. They set up the whole thing. They show up the next day, and, like, people came and vandalized it and stole everything.
The black party was gonna have replicas of subway cars, and the idea was to have people come in and spray graffiti on them and deface them and label that as art. So you, in joking, you were absolutely correct in what this black party was supposed to do. Because New York revoked the permit, Echo is planning on suing the city of New York. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Enjoy your clothing line with the little hippopotamus with leprosy or whatever your little logo is. Good luck.
That's what you get if you come in third place. You get the golden platypus for first place and the leprous hippo for third.
Next topic.
Time to move on to video game deaths. Three men, two women, armed with knives, kicked in the door to a Chicago apartment. They demanded the PlayStation 2. They said they'd kill the couple that lived there if they didn't get it.
Wow.
No one was harmed. The five robbers did proceed to vandalize this couple's apartment. So where is the death, you ask?
Where's the death?
Thank you, Keith. The five robbers then stomped on the cat.
That couldn't have possibly ended better.
Poor kitty cat got trampled to death. The couple was able to identify at least two of the robbers as some of their neighbors from the apartment. Apartment complex. Five dudes kick the door in and go, give me PS2! And he just goes, ah, stomp.
Did they do it, like, as a threat? Is after they got the PS2, as they're leaving, they're like, oh, yeah?
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And ran out the door.
You better not call the cop, see? You're going to get a little more of this, see?
Basically, what happened was, they didn't show this, but I can tell, I talked to somebody very close to the situation. What happened was, these guys kicked the door in, and the cat was like,
you ain't getting the PS2, dude.
And they jumped, and they just
knocked
it out of the air.
Hell no.
Next topic.
Fact or crap, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
yay,
children of all ages. I got three fact or craptoids. I just made that word up. A craptoid.
Nice. A craptoid. I like that.
There's three of them I'm going to read off. One of them is false. Two of them are true. Do you like the pauses for drama? I learned the dramatic pause from the soap operas that I see frequently on Telemundo. Pedro, mi amigo. Tu es mi familia. Pedro, no! Number one, a man was arrested for virtual muggings in an MMO game. Number two, Madden 2006, despite getting sub-average reviews, sold 1 million copies in the first week. Number three, NCAA football illegally used one of the mascots, and that mascot is suing EA Sports.
The Madden thing, that is crap.
And Keith?
There's no way it sold that many. A million copies? That's a lot.
I'm going to say suing the mascot, because the mascot is property of the team.
Bob is actually right. Madden 2006 did not sell 1 million copies in its first week.
Way too many.
Well, don't laugh too quickly. It actually sold 1.7 million copies in its first week.
Wow!
It's the only game in town, so... Boy, this game isn't very good. I'll take a copy. I'm going to use Both that dream. Same quote when I line up on launch day to buy my Xbox 360. Sure, it's expensive, and there's two of them. I'll drop down $800 for one of these, thanks. The other two things, the one that Keith said, the NCAA mascot is suing EA. Basically, the University of Hawaii has a mascot called Villy the Warrior. A big Hawaiian dude, face paint, barbarian outfit. He won $75,000 in damages because EA did not get his permission, yet they still used him in the game. Yeah, I'm not sure how this is going to work. I would bet money that poor Villy the Warrior is going to have to continue raiding and pillaging for his daily food.
How much money
is
he selling for?
He's not going to get $75,000. $75,000?
Oh, dude, they may just pay him and shut him up. $75,000 is nothing. Oh, dude, this guy's an idiot. He only won $75,000 from us? Give him the money.
And the last one, man arrested for virtual muggings in MMO.
Yeah,
some
I want to
dude
hear about this.
In Lineage 2, he programmed bots. The bots then went and attacked and robbed players.
Sweet!
He then took their gear and sold them on auction sites. It's in Japan, so.
Oh,
never mind.
Okay.
Next topic.
Last week there was no forum topic, quite frankly because I forgot. Do you use RSS feed? I'm not going to explain what they are. I'm not going to go into it. Do you use them? Next week we'll discuss what they are, why they're wonderful, why you should use them. To vote in this poll, dreamstation.cc, on the left-hand side, go to our forums, and in the general forums there will be a poll. Again, put your comments, maybe some software recommendations and things like this. I will read them on air next week. Thank you.
Next topic.
You've been listening to show number 13, is that what it was? This was show 19 of the DreamStation.cc video game show. Check out our website.
You're totally ruining it by fixing it at the end. Do it again. Start over. You start the whole thing over.
It's Monday, August 22nd, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show.
All right, Chris, that was good.
Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, and all the other oohs that you could possibly get, including our downloadable show archive.
We got more oohs than we know what to do with.
Float us some emails, podcastalley.com, if you want to vote for us, we would appreciate it. If you have an email, you want to float us one, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We hope to hear you back same time next week. Well, we won't actually hear you. You'll hear us. Does anyone have anything else?
We hope to have you back, like a TV show. Thanks for being with us. We need an outro song like Mr. Rogers.
I'm not sure. I mean, is Mr. Rogers, like, cool enough to be in a video game podcast at all here?
Do not mock the Fred Rogers. Fred,
the world had a day of mourning when Fred died.
That was a sad day. He was the only decent person to ever walk the face of the planet Earth. His reputation is untarnished.
Except he had a character named Mr. McFeely on his show.
Never molested anybody. Never showed up drunk to work.
That was pretty much the show. Thank you very much.
You know, you can always help to make each day a special day. By just your being yourself, you grow in your own way. Everyone does. That's one reason each one of us is different and special. And people can like us exactly as we are.